Next, we have Damien Lynch, who will perform Feather in Macap by Rosalind Ward.
The Feather in Macap by Rosalind Ward, performed by Damien Lynch. So this year, George say he want a Native American team. He calling the band Standing Rock. He says, they are an oppressed people, we are an oppressed people. Basically, I think George got a chip on his shoulder the size of Mount Everest, but I let it go. There are some people go around saying they are oppressed, and the rest of us get on with paying the bills. Anyhow, I am to be the Grand Chief. Glenda kick up a fuss about that. Why it have to be a man? She says. How long it is since women get the vote? This is 2017. George say he know all that, but we are representing 1817. Women didn't have the vote then. Glenda don't take it lying down. Then this is our chance to redress the balance of history. Redress is right, but I don't think wearing a feathered bra and shaking your booty is going to get anyone thinking about how patriarchy has been oppressing women for centuries. In the end, George promised that he's not going to make the women wear Pocahontas light costumes. They are going to be warrior women, just as brave as the braves. Several of the women leave the band after that. Anyhow, we get on to me headdress. George say he going to use real feathers from eagles and other big birds. He not going for any of the low-grade stuff. He having it specially imported. My nephew Anthony live in Brighton and say he can get him some fine white seagull feathers for free. But George poo-poos this. He is a purist, he says. He is being true to his art. So I turn up for me fitting. Me fitting. George wants to keep it professional, he say. So, he gives us appointment times and everything. He renting this lock up in Notting Hill. Big potted plants, the smell of coffee. He recreating the smell of the home country, he say. George, I want to tell him, how long since you been home? He's so busy traveling the world, bringing the carnival arts to any festival with a samba band and money to spare. He forgetting our home don't know and don't care what a barrister is. Home have the real plants growing sky high without any pot. But I digress. So, I am there for my appointment. I get in the room. I am puzzled. I don't see no headdress with pure white eagle feathers. I see a monstrosity with all the colors of the rainbow stuck to it. Me face never lie. George take one look and he can see what is going on. But he get right in and say with pride, we are a rainbow nation, Dennis. This is my message to Carnival. We are a rainbow nation. And I am chief of the rainbow nation, I say. He think I get in it. He have a big smile on his face. But I know I not going to look like a chief. I not going to look like a proud warrior standing up for my people, making the oppressed unoppressed. No, I going to look like a clown. It look like you gone for a parrot instead of an eagle, George. I have nothing against rainbows. I know carnival without color is like day without night. But I thought with George, I was going to be somebody. He never followed the crowd, he lead them. I look at the headdress again. I hope none of the Native Americans from Standing Rock have booked a ticket to London this summer. I talk to Glenda about it. She can't believe a grown man is getting so worked up about the carnival costume. It's dressing up, not a documentary, she say. I'm more concerned with what you not wearing elsewhere. She referring to the suede loincloth George has had made for me. There's no shame in a man showing off his assets too. I been doing a lot of walking, and I not looking bad for a man in his 50s. I think she just jealous of all the attention I going to get. Glenda normally gets out of town for carnival. She love panorama, but that's it for her. She don't like crowds, she say. She don't mind crowds so much when John Legend play in the O2. but I let that go. I go back to George. Let's compromise, I say. Give me one white feather in my cap. One white feather for peace. Remember how I say George a perfectionist? He say that he all for peace. He whole band is about peace. But a white feather will disrupt the purity of his vision. I don't know why, but having that white feather is important to me. It's like I put in a little bit of myself into the costume. And I am the chief after all. We lock eyes. I know I pain, but George can get rid of me if he wants to. Will it come to that? Every year, I first in the queue for George's band. Glenda wish I could be in such a hurry when we have shopping to do, or when we picking up Lorna from the airport. We are at stalemate. It may be one little feather to George. It may make Glenda laugh and wonder who is this man she married. Then something happened. Something so big, it make our little dispute ridiculous. We both see the smoke from the tower. When I go for my final fitting, George tell me I can have me feather. As a mark of respect. We are a rainbow nation, Dennis. And I agree. The Feather in My Cap was written and directed by Rosalind Ward. Dennis was played by Damien Lynch.